We're in the middle of Siman Samachay Seif Aleph, and we're towards the end of the Mishnah Berurah. The Ramah had mentioned that when it comes to a hefsek of shaha kedei ligmor eskula, that you remain silent. You didn't talk out, but you remain silent long enough that you would have had enough time to say the entire kriyishma or the entire brachos of kriyishma. So then it's considered a hefsek if that hefsek came because of an onis, not because you stood there and chose not to say it or you spaced out, but because of some kind of an onis that was preventing you from saying it. Now in Sifkat and Hey, the Mishnah Berurah discusses what's called Kedei Ligmor Eskula, different parts. He says, if you're in the actual Kriyishma, so then you only need to be mafsik Kedei Ligmor, the three parshas of Kriyishma, then you have to repeat the entire Kriyishma after that. But if you're in the middle of Birkas Kriyishma, so then you don't just go back to the bracha that you were, you know, standing there during, unless you were shak de ligmar skula for the entirety of the brachas of Kriyashma, meaning starting Yotzer Orav Orech Hoshech until Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael, and obviously at night during the brachas of Shebet Barom Ariv Aravim and Shomer Mo Yisrael Oad, that's called shak de ligmar skula. However, if you just waited long enough to complete that particular bracha, that's not called Shal Kedei Ligmor Eskula, because we view the Birchas Kriyashma as a unit in regards to this type of a hefsek. Then he points out that there's a long Bir Halacha here, starting in Dira Maskel Chozer LaRosh, where he discusses at length the issue of being mafsik Bein Bracha LaBracha. So he says there you don't have to go back and repeat the brachos. If you're in between the brachos and you sit there for a long period of time, or even machmas onis, you don't have to repeat the brachos. He says, but in kriyishma, if you're in between parshios, if you have an onis that causes you to remain silent for a lengthy period of time, you have to go back to the first parsha of kriyishma and repeat the whole kriyishma. Okay, Siv Beis, says the Mechaber, Kara kriyishma v'nichnas leveis haknesses u'matza tzibur shekoran kriyishma. If you have already said kriyishma, and then you come to shul, and you see that the tzibur is about to say kriyishma. Now, the Mishnah Berurah just points out in Sifkat and Ches that this also applies to somebody who has not yet said kriyishma, and he's up to the first pasuk as well. So what's the halach under these circumstances? So you have to read kriyishma together with the tzibur. It says the Mechaber, Tzarech likro simayim pasuk rishon, shelo yira, ki ilu eino rotza lekabel o malcho shamayim im chaveir. Because otherwise, everyone's saying, Shema Yisrael shalom kenam Hashem achad. You look like you have no interest in me mekabel o malcho shamayim together with everybody else. And that's obviously a bad thing. You want to be mekabel o malcho shamayim together with the tzibur to show that you're not excluding yourself from this important group and this important mitzvah. So the Mechaber points out here, if you haven't yet said, the Mishnah Berurah, sorry, points out that if you haven't yet said Kriyishma, you should definitely be Mechavin not to be Yotze, because we said that you have to say the first Pasuk, and not only that, you also have to say Baruch Shem, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat and Yud. And he quotes from the Gaon, who says that you actually have to say all three Parshas of Kriyishma under these circumstances. Back into the Mechaber. So if he's in the middle of saying Tehillim or saying something else in a place where it technically would be mutter to be mafsik, then he has to say Shema together with the tzibur as well. But if he's in the middle of something where he can't speak out, kigon, mibarach shamar ve'elach, if he's in the middle of psuke de zimra, lo yafsik, eleyomar hatevos shu omer b'shosha tzibur omrim, he should say his words together with the words of the Shlef Tzibur when they say Pasuk Rishon bin Migun HaTzibur. He should make sure that it sounds similar to what the Tzibur is saying, so he's clearly not excluding himself from being part of the Tzibur. He just happens to be up to a part where you can't be Masik, and since what he's saying is also praises to Hashem, so that's something. It doesn't look like he's excluding himself. But he want to make it look as best as possible like you're saying the first pasuk together with them. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that even according to the Vilna Gaon, who says that you should say all three parashas, that's not talking about if you're in the middle of Psuki de Zimra or somewhere you can't be mafsik. That's you don't have to say there. You just get away with saying the first pasuk with them or nothing at all. In Zivkat and Yid Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah points out that when it comes to between Baruch Shamar and Asher and Yishtabach, which is Psukim Zimra, you can say the first Pasuk, as we just mentioned. But if you're in the middle of Birkos Kriyishma, then you can do what the Mechaber says and just say it along with the Nigan of the Tzibur. Now, we skip one important thing in Sifkat and Tes, which is, this doesn't just apply to Shema. He says, praises of Hashem B'Tzibur, like Ashrei or Aleinu, You should make sure to say together with the tzibur. You're in shul and everybody's getting up to praise Hashem. Aleinu l'shabach. You have to say Aleinu l'shabach with them. You can't just ignore them. Okay, Seiv Gimel. Kara Kriyashma v'nichmas l'veis ha'knesses u'matzer tzibur shekorin Kriyashma. If you said Kriyashma already, and you come and you say, see the tzibur saying Kriyashma again, Tov shikare maim kol Kriyashma v'kabel sechar k'kara bator. Say the whole thing with them, and you'll be yotzi like you're saying words of Torah. V'alino chayev lik rak v'pasik rishin k'moshes bar. But the Ramah just adds, you're only really chayev in the first pasik, but we're you know, it's good to be machmer, say the whole thing.